the rest of the story. Mercy Percy. That's what the boys in the neighborhood started calling him. An unfortunate nickname in that particular neighborhood, for the lad was a lad in a fourth-floor walk-up in the narrowing bottleneck of North Manhattan, just a stone's throw from where street gangs nightly did. The regrettable Mercy Percy moniker could be traced to an ancestor, an obscure English nobleman named Percival. With little else in her family history, of which Percy's mother was proud, she eagerly passed the name Percival along to her second son, who promptly despised it. And yet something noble survived in this latter-day Percival's blood, something that saddened him forever after to reflect on the dismal urban surroundings of his boyhood. Recreation in those mean streets, when not overtly violent, usually included some component of crudity, spitting on passers-by from the rooftops of buildings. That was one such comparatively tame pastime. Percy's specialty was graffiti. So adept was he that pals often commissioned him to emblazon a sidewalk or a wall with something or other. It wasn't much, but it was the source of an identity, and you needed an identity back then and back there. For Percy's earliest cityscape impressions were despairing ones of insects swarming at night under gloomy yellow streetlight, of ragged children and staggering men rousing from stupor only when rising to anger, of filthy snow and stinking air and nameless foreboding everywhere, and mostly of fear. There were some specific memories of the streets, of course, of a tramp dropping stone dead in front of a diner, of alley rats cutting one another to pieces with bicycle chains, of a brute bashing a woman to the pavement in the flickering shadow of screeching elevated trains. One sordid scene stuck with Percy all his life. A vacant lot, the dingy glare of late afternoon, and a drunken woman screaming curses, beating a drunken man with her umbrella. He toppled just as a cop arrived to restrain his assailant, and yet even as the woman kicked him in the belly, he struggled to his knees to curse not her, but to curse the policeman. That drunken woman is the city itself, he imagined, thrashing her denizens till they fall helpless. And yet even in their degradation, her victims defended her. Well, Percy would not. In fact, he would spend a lifetime promoting a lifestyle that nurtures kindness in humankind. His first weekend visit to the country, Percy knew what that lifestyle was. It was a small town. Farms, fishing holes, rambling fields, wide verandas, wider hearts, and into that enchanted land beyond the jagged concrete horizon, he would take the whole world by the hand. You never knew the fledgling urban artist who scrawled his despair on pavement canvas, who might have grown to bemoan the sins of the city and the grand theft of his childhood. But you know instead the storyteller he became, who ditched his hated middle name to preach the gospel of our better selves over the name of Norman Rockwell. Only now you know the rest.